Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, y'all, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
And we are a dose of melanin empowerment that is a reminder of how bomb you are and how dope you can be. Featuring edutainment about beauty, life, and health, mixed with a true depiction of how strong she can be. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome back to Shenanigans.
Hey.
Hey. Thanks for tuning in to us yet again. We missed you. So, how's your week going, ladies?
It just started, but it's cool.
It just started.
Yeah.
Oh, like literally.
Yeah.
It's been all right so far. Can't complain.
No.
One week closer to graduation.
Oh my gosh. That's going to be here before you know it, Jenny.
You're going to be a new person.
I cannot wait.
You're going to be real different.
You're going to be out places and stuff.
I'm going to feel so free, like a free little bird.
Oh. How nice.
Like the little blue jay I saw earlier.
Oh my.
Just God. No worries.
Oh my.
Yes, for symbolism. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. A plus for effort, for symbolism. If you came to our event last weekend, thanks for stopping by. We had a great time.
We enjoyed seeing y'all.
I think we should do it again. I think we should have another one.
I think we should have
like quarterly.
Yeah.
Low key. Yeah. I told Nick the other night, I said, you know, I'm going to stress my girls out. And so I'm going to wait to stress them out. I promised them I wasn't going to bring this up anytime soon. But I was like, I feel like this is an event that we could take on the road. Like, we could have a self-care happy hour in Chicago.
We could.
In Dallas.
And have a lot of different
Atlanta
services.
Yeah.
Like, expand what we have there.
Yeah, we'd have so many different opportunities for venues.
I think this is a thing.
I think this could be a thing.
I do, too.
We could partner with other bloggers, like, in the city.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm serious.
I am too. You know, I was not serious. I was
you
very
tell
quiet.
Me no. You would be quiet. You
and
just
I'd be
stare
like,
at me.
Sister.
No, you wouldn't say anything. I would say, "What do you think, Tyra?" You'd be like, "Oh, I think that's a good idea." Although you know damn well it's not, or you don't agree.
No, I would tell you.
Okay, good.
I will start with, you know how I feel about events. That's how I start every spiel. If I say that, then you know it's going downhill.
Then I know it's going downhill.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll be processing. I'll be trying to envision things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's really what it is.
I think we could definitely do that.
I do too. I think it'd be cool.
Who wants to spearhead that? Who want to be the champ, the self-care happy hour champ?
Jenny, that sounds like a great
Well, I think, wait, whoa. I think before we begin, you know, giving out tasks or assigning things. Let me graduate first, okay?
I mean, sure.
Let me graduate first and then let me decide if it's something that
No.
Say that.
No.
I'm just going to volunteer. Well, okay, that's fine because when I move to Chicago, I think it'll be easier for
Y'all want to stress me out today? Oh,
it's okay. I've been talking about moving to DC for like the past couple weeks.
That's okay.
I'm not moving.
Well,
like anytime soon.
Don't make this about you.
And anytime soon within like the next year. No. Like I'm not moving within the next year.
Yeah, me either.
Or anything like that. I don't even know where I would move to.
I'm too poor. I can't move across the street.
Shut up.
So I got a lot going on. Like I need to.
Oh my gosh.
I need at least a good solid year to recuperate from the last 2 years.
Yeah, you do need to just chill out,
have some fun.
Yeah.
Invest in yourself.
Not do nothing too crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Jenny's going to be the self-care happy
hour champ.
We're
going to revisit that.
We don't got that many options, sis. So
you got a city you want us to come to.
Heads or tails.
You got a city you want us to come to? Let us know. Hit Jenny up. Let me give y'all her email.
That meme that her posted.
The confused monkey. The confused monkey gif is my favorite.
I cannot deal with you. She did the whole face. Oh my god! Please remind me to tweet that.
I will not let you forget.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! So yeah, so it was a great event. I definitely think that this is something we could do throughout the year. Now, how that balances with what we already got planned, that is yet to be determined. But I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
Cool. You got an icebreaker for us?
I do.
What is it?
Okay. If y'all were a stripper,
oh boy,
what song would you strip to?
Oh,
one song.
One song.
Just one.
I should have thought of this earlier.
You have your song.
I do.
You do.
You always want me to start these off.
Yeah. Can you?
Mine would be Super Freak by Jeezy. It is
nice
balance of ratchet. Like, can't you just hear it in the strip club? I think the first time I heard it was in the strip club, actually. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love this song. So I think it would be that song because it's slow, but it's a good amount of ratchet. And I like...
See, I can have two songs.
Go for it. My second song would be Disciplined by Janet Jackson. So,
yes. What's that one?
I'll send it to you. It's a typical Janet song, but you know.
Okay.
What's your two songs?
So, one of them would be Lil Scrappy, Money in the Bank.
I got money in the bank. Shawty with the jury.
What?
Because
what, Jenny?
Have y'all? When the last time y'all heard this song? When it came out?
Wait!
I know, but I feel like you said, it's a good balance. Like it's not like, I mean, what? No. Why are you looking?
I was just waiting on your. Go ahead.
Because I feel like it's not. I mean, certain part. It's not like a real fast beat song. And I feel like people would get turned up and be wanting to spend money.
I feel like that was one of my ringtones. Like when ringtones was a thing.
Oh my god.
I'm pretty sure
I think about ringtones, I think about Sierra.
And she had the same ringtone
for years.
Lord have mercy.
That or, oh my goodness, I forgot his name.
How did the song go?
It's a rap song. Yeah, it's kind of a rap song. Yeah, I mean, it is a rap song. Mm-hmm. It's K Camp. That's his name. K Camp, Little Bit. That song. That's his name, right?
Yeah, K Camp.
Sing that. How they go? I forget. No.
Like, it's like, I don't want to sing it. I'll say it. It's like, no, I don't want to. I don't know if I know all the words. I just know the song. Do you know what song I'm talking about?
No, that's what you think? Told you to okay. sing.
I'm bad with that. You're not bad with that. Those are two?
If I had to choose, yes.
I kind of only got one. I'm trying to think of another one. But I would do Slow Motion, Juvenile.
Okay.
Ooh,
I like it like that. She working that back. I don't know how to act. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Moving slow motion for me. Hey,
that's all I got. That would be my.
These are some interesting songs.
My stripper song.
Bonus question. What would your stripper name be?
Oh, you're killing me.
I already have mine picked out. It's been my name for many years. Tsunami.
Yes, that has been your name.
Yep. That has been my stripper name for years. I honestly think that might be my name in my mom's phone because it's a long story. She's been trying to
get
you know what me and my mom are.
Yes.
She was trying to get out my stripper name and I would never tell her for years. Like for years. And then she's like, I'll pay to renew your passport if you tell me what it was. So I sold my soul.
Oh my god.
To get my passport renewed.
Oh my gosh.
And so then I think she changed it to Tsunami in her phone. But her name was Rachel Dolezal in my phone. So
I'm not dealing with y'all today.
Yeah. What would your stripper name be, Jenny?
I don't know.
Not complicated. Strippers don't really have complicated names.
I'll probably be Tatted Patty.
What? Who? Tatted Patty.
Tatted Patty. Like patty cake. Make my patty cake.
Tatted Patty.
Make my ass shake.
What?
I am dead.
Tatted Patty.
Who's auntie is stripping? That sounds like somebody's auntie who don't need to be in club no more, who needs to retire.
Right.
You sound like one of the madams in the strip club.
That's Tatted Patty. She up the
Tatted Patty. That sounds like somebody that don't need to be stripping.
Pat. She up the
Tatted Patty. Y'all, welcome Tatted Patty to the stage.
Tatted Patty to the stage.
I like it like that.
Come on, Tatted. Come on,
Patty.
TP. Come here, TP.
Like what?
Oh my. Tatted Patty.
Yeah, that'll be me. I'll pass out peppermints.
I'm done.
Who's auntie?
Who?
Oh man, so I can never do it.
Jenny, what's your name?
Cherokee.
Okay, it's better than Tatted Patty.
Don't hate on Tatted Patty. She living in. Never mind.
Her name is nice. Cherokee and Tsunami coming to the stage.
Okay, Cherokee.
And here come
Patty.
Don't
have your hair down.
Here come Tatted Patty. Anybody gonna want to strip
Tatted
for her.
Patty be getting it. I have all the dudes sitting at the front.
That just sounds
like somebody's
Tatted Patty.
Come here, Tatted. Tatted Patty.
That sounds like a 40 and up strip club. I don't even know if those exist.
Hey, but 40 and up.
Tatted Patty. Jenny is crying.
She is crying.
Tatted Patty, come
This is why I do this with y'all, because
I can't. I'm still dying over here.
Oh
man, that's funny. Ooh, that's all I'm gonna tweet when this come out.
Tatted Patty. That's it.
Yeah. Whew. So you let us know. What would your stripper song be? Peanut, I'm real interested.
No, I know he got a good one.
I'm real interested. Let us know. Let us know what your song and, you know, bonus question, what your name would be. You know, if you want to make it a duo, just say, you know, so-and-so and Tatted Patty. Let me know. We could make it a duet. So, yeah. So, for today's... Tara looks disturbed.
I am.
Oh, man. So, for today's episode, we wanted to talk about something that's relevant. Something that came to mind. You know, some people post those pictures like Instagram and then reality. Mainly bloggers do this, I guess. Like, oh, it looks like they're sitting on the beach and really they're not. I can't think of an example. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So we all put out these personas and what our life is like. Like, mostly, for the most part, people's Instagrams are their highlights of their life. How would you describe who you are according to your social?
I feel like my social media pretty much
Because you don't be on it. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to get to that. You let me.
Oh, man.
So, but I have on my social media currently, I feel like, or when I do post, I feel like it reflects who I am. And I think that, well, not only because I'm busy, but I think that that's one thing that maybe one of the reasons why I don't really post like that is because, like, I don't know. I just get, when it comes to social media, sometimes I get like weird about it because I feel like sometimes, I mean, and I know that whatever somebody else does, it doesn't have anything to do with me. But it's just like, I don't want to like, and maybe I just think, maybe sometimes I just think too much about it and it's really not that big of a deal. But sometimes I think about like, well, what if people do try, I mean, and it's social media, so I guess it really doesn't matter, but it's like, I don't ever want to like be perceived as if I'm trying to make someone perceive me as something other than what I really am. But that's a whole nother story for something else, because I just think that when it comes to social media, I overthink it sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I feel like for the most part, when I do post, or like when I do start posting or have time to, I think that I would make sure that, you know, what I do outside of social media will be aligned with what I actually post.
Yeah. Okay, so
I know that was a lot,
and I don't think you actually answered. How would you describe yourself according to your social media?
I didn't answer.
Do you think it's like you? Do you think?
Yeah. I was like, from when, like, I do post, I feel like that they both align. Like what I actually do outside of social media.
Okay, let's go, Tyra. She'll help with this.
I'll try. I mean, I think I highlight different parts of myself on different social media platforms.
Yeah.
I think that on Instagram, well, one, I don't really post in like real time, and especially with this new like the algorithm and all that. But even before that, I never posted in real time. Like I have Cabo pictures that I still plan to post later on another time in life, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I just don't post everything like in real time, and I don't really post a lot of like what I'm actually doing. Mm-hmm. It's just like pictures of me. Mm-hmm. So I think it's like a good representation of like my style, and like when I like to do my makeup, I like posting those type of pictures. I don't think it's like an exaggerated part of me. I've gotten in this period where like I'm not that into filters anymore, because I saw somebody post on Twitter that this was like they had posted a picture and they're like, this is the first time in years I posted a picture without a filter on. And I was starting to not like how I really looked in pictures because of all these filters.
Wow.
And so now I've been getting habit of like not posting pictures with
filters
on them. Like I've even posted pictures with no makeup on. Like just no makeup, nothing, because I'm like, I still want to look like my real
self.
If that makes sense. I think I just like a dope chick. I don't know. I mean, I am kind of like a dope chick.
Okay, girl.
You know, I be just highlighting like the Denise Huxtable, Freddie Brooks from A Different World
type vibes.
Yeah, just the eclectic, eccentric part of me. I think that's what I mainly post.
I post a lot about Tristan, of course. I think I look like a wife and a mom, according to my social media. I've started to post like more than that and be more conscious on posting more than that, because there's more parts of me too. But I post a lot of real time on like my IG stories. I really enjoy like showing what I'm eating, and but not in a weird way. Not if people just take pictures of everything that they eat. Not like that. But like if I'm trying to help someone with showing them like this new restaurant or a new healthy meal I tried and stuff like that. So I really enjoy doing that. I don't know.
Like, when you initially asked that question, like, how you all are answering it, I don't know if that's how you asked the question.
The first time?
Because it seems like you're asking just, like, well, what type of things you post compared to, well,
does your
no I
social how, media like reflect your off?
How would you describe yourself looking at your social media?
That's not what you said.
Run the tape back.
No, I guess I don't think I really answered it either.
I guess I was just know a little confused about the question.
Okay.
Well, yeah, now that because you know I think the initial question that you asked. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, that's whatever. So, mm-hmm. Okay. So if I'm thinking about the things that I post, like, I don't post a lot, so it's kind of hard for me to say that, but I think that, you know, within the past couple of years, I feel like I haven't really had time to, I don't, can you just cut off? Oh my
okay.
What is happening?
Jenny, cut out. Jenny, tired.
Jenny, cut out.
I want to start
over. Okay.
Jenny. Completely? Or just with that thought? Go ahead, Jenny. Come on now.
Okay, so I think that, like, I don't post as much as I want to, and I think that once I actually get some, like, free time, that I would probably just feel like, okay, well, I can actually post. But from the stuff that I do post, I think one thing that I started to realize is, like, you know, when I be posting, like, I would post, but it would be because, like, you know, I would be posting, like, different events and things like that. Mm. And I remember my friend told me, she was like, your page was like, you're a party promoter. And I said, like, dang.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, so it's just like, but the thing is like, I wasn't, like, I would post because, you know, like, I would be promoting, like, events and stuff like that, and I really didn't care too much about posting about me.
I told you about
but,
that, though.
Yeah, I know. Man. And so just trying to find, that's like, an equal balance of, like... So I've been trying to, like, find, like, an ego balance of, like, you know, I post pictures of me, of
oh my gosh,
like, I like inspirational stuff, so I'll post, like, different, like, quotes and things like that, or like pictures of my friend.
You know what's funny? Jenny's still not answering the question.
I was answering it right.
I just said what I posted.
No,
that's not what she asked.
You are, yes, according to your social media, you're a party promoter. Period. That's the end of the question.
Oh, okay. What y'all was talking about?
I know. And then I got to the fact that I look like a dope chick.
Oh, okay.
I just look. I don't post anything about my life. So then it's this like, who is this girl? Because she'll never post about her life.
Yeah.
There's like a lot of mystery behind this chick. But, yeah.
Okay. So, versus reality. If you...
You're not a party promoter.
Yeah, I'm not a party promoter. I'm not good at...
Oh, my gosh.
Get people to...
If you did post regularly and posted the parts of your life that you think would be good... I don't know. Depictions of you and things that you want to post. What would they look like? What would they be?
Okay,
now,
so
this is what you were trying to get at.
Yeah, so I mean, I would post pictures of me. I don't really post a lot of like vegan stuff. But if I felt more confident, I would probably post like maybe some of the things that I cook, or like some of the things that I make, or like vegan food that I find in the store that I think other people might want to know about. Probably like not just workout videos, but like things promoting like healthy living or like exercising and stuff like that. And just like if I go out somewhere and I'm like eating in a restaurant or stuff like that, just like stuff like promoting the things that are important to me.
I would definitely, I have in my head this vision of how I want my social to go this year. We'll see if I get there. But I would like to post more of like the imperfect parts. I don't know how to describe. Like, or just, I don't know, just me doing like day-to-day things, the stuff that like I talk about, I think that people think I make it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to actually show that I actually do it. Or even like, that's why I've liked doing my Instagram stories for like meals and health and blah, 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 because honestly, I think that people think that they can only take health advice from fit people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that they automatically look at you, and if you aren't skinny or in their mind the shape that you need to be in, then they can't learn anything from you, but that doesn't necessarily mean that. And so I would be more confident in posting like my food, kind of like what you said, and just different products I would try. And I don't know. Hopefully I will have a very peaceful social media. That is not actually my life right now, so that's probably not a good reality example. But
I would definitely want my page to just be like empowering to people,
yeah,
or to women and men. But yeah,
how about you? You don't post a whole lot.
No, so if you want to find me, my favorite app is Twitter. Mm-hmm. So, but that's
a lot of shit on Twitter.
I do. So that's like, that is me, but it's like the hyperbole of me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like a very exaggerated part of my personality. Like I probably would say these things on a regular basis, but they're just out there, which is, I mean, it's fine. So I talk more on there, but on like Instagram or something like that, I don't think I'll ever be the type to post like every day-to-day stuff, because I don't know, other people do it. I don't like it for myself. Remember, I don't like to be seen. So it, like, if I feel like I'm posting too much, like on my Instagram story, I'll stop. Or like Snapchat, be like, okay, this is too much. But I would want to post more about my hair, because people talk about it a lot. And I was just talking to somebody else who has locks, and I'm like, I'm not really into having my locks like be retwisted and look fresh all the time. And most of the time they don't look like that, because how my hair type is. And so I want to show that more, because I'm like just more comfortable with my hair being doing whatever it's doing. So I think I would post more about like my hair, but I think I would mainly keep it like social and put other people on my social media besides myself, because it's literally just me.
Is it?
It's literally like, I mean, there may be y'all on there or something, but it's, but that's like about it. It's just me
when you're doing your party promoter things.
Completely me. I don't be doing my party promoter things.
Jenny, that's hilarious.
That is hilarious. Because that is the only time she posts.
Yes,
it's our event.
And I was, and she's like, I don't know why people aren't liking it. I'm like, Jenny, they probably can't see it. Like, you.
So yeah, I don't know. I want to post me. I post myself going to things and never me actually doing the things. And I think I would like to post myself more doing the things.
So it's not like you just pulling up, driving up, taking the picture.
It's like me in a car, me on the go, clearly know I'm going somewhere, but I'm doing fun things. And I think people should know that I'm doing these fun things.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's funny. Do you have any plans to actually make your socials more like that?
I try. Tell me how you do it, because you'll be taking pictures, and I'll be like, how? Literally the whole trip, we were in Mexico. Oh, I took pictures
the whole time.
I have pictures, but like, I'll be like, how'd you get that so fast? Like,
I'm just quick.
We were like in the airport, and she would take.
Oh, yeah. I love my whole little travel grams.
Yeah. That's not, I would like to take pictures like that, but I don't think that's me. I can try.
You just do it for one day, see how you like it. You might not like it. I like to look back at it and look back at it. I like to look back, that should have been my stripper song. That's my other stripper songs, look back at it. Anyway, I like to go back and rewatch. You know my story.
Well, I made highlights on my page. So Cabo is one of them. And so I do like going back and looking at that. But I don't know. I'm just really bad about taking pictures of other things that aren't myself. That sounds so bad.
Wow.
It's very honest.
That's very honest. So maybe, you know, incorporating some new things.
Yeah.
Besides yourself.
Yes.
Jenny, you're gonna...
Yeah, definitely. I foresee it in the near future. The thing is, like, I get overwhelmed easily.
Yeah.
And I'm already overwhelmed. And sometimes when, you know, I'm dealing with, like, social media, I get overwhelmed. And so I just don't post. And yeah. So I think that once I... once my mind feels a little bit more free, I'll actually be able to. And it's something that I want to do. I mean, I can definitely see myself, like, you know, posting more. And I mean, I know that, I mean, I guess social media has kind of morphed into something, like, when it comes to, like, blogs and it being more intentional. But I think the type of social media that I want to have, I kind of want it to be kind of intentional.
Mm-hmm.
With, like, what I post.
Mm-hmm.
So,
for sure. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Cool. Well, I'll be looking out for that. Be looking out for your day of pictures that aren't you.
Good luck.
Oh my.
I'm gonna try.
I'm gonna hold you to it.
I'm gonna try. I'm gonna have to reach out to some people, ask them about tips and things. Oh, I know we talked about it on the last episode. I really should have talked about this being one of my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
But I really, in another life, think I was a photographer. And I would really like to get into that.
Yeah.
There's so many things.
Ugh, yes. And so I really think I need to explore that. Mm-hmm. So that may be like a good start.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Well, let us know what your Instagram versus real life, or social versus real life. Who are you on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram? What would people think versus how you actually are? Jenny's definitely not a party promoter.
No, I'm
put
I'm
that
not.
On every not tweet. This tweet not was not all. Provided by our party promoter, Jenny.
And you're more than a wife and a mom.
Definitely so.
Yeah, you are.
Big parts, but definitely.
Yep.
So. Okay, well, be well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so sad that our Be Well campaign is wrapping up.
I know.
Like this week.
I know. It was a lot of fun getting back in the groove of
posting
and encouraging people in a new way with the boards. I really like the quotes.
Yeah.
They helped.
I was just looking at like our pictures and I'm still like,
wow, blown away.
Those pictures.
Yeah.
And just thinking, like, you know, all the things that we did and like the places that we took. And I'm just like, wow, we really did it. We can do this. So,
Yeah. I got a lot of good feedback from it and people really connected and related and, you know, enjoyed the reminders from those different quotes and stuff. So it was a nice way to kind of kick off the year and just remember about our wellness and all the things that incorporates, because it's not just, you know, one thing.
Yeah. So to wrap up our Be Well campaign, for my Be Well segment, I wanted to talk about self-care apps. There's so much like technology out there that I think we should incorporate into our self-care routines. And so I wanted to give you like a couple apps that you could use. There's like tons of them. There's so many. I was getting overwhelmed by like some of the ones that I saw, but I'm just gonna give you a few like different kinds. One is called Habitica. I think I'm saying that right, but it's like a habit tracker. So if you have like different habits daily that you want to do, like if you want to work out every day or you want to make sure that you pray every day, Habitica. If you want to like be good at like habit tracking, this app is cool because it's like a game. So the more consistent you are, like you create like an avatar, and the more consistent you are, you like unlock these new levels and these cool new features with the app. And I think you can like compete against people and stuff. So I thought that was a fun one. The next one is called AloBud. So you can use this, it can like set reminders for certain types of self-care things that you want to do.
You say AloBud?
So it can send you like reminders or alarms on your phone to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. So make sure that you eat, to make sure that you drink, like even simple stuff. Like, did you sleep? Did you talk to a friend today? So it's really good if you're like in a depressive state and you're in a space where you just cannot like even get out the bed. I think this would be like a really good app for you. And I think you can like journal inside the app too. So that's good too, to write your thoughts. The next one is Headspace. So this one is really popular. It's more so for guided meditation, and there's different meditations for different things. So like work, if you want to increase your creativity, if you're grieving. They even have a meditation for kids, so if you want to get your kids into meditation, cool. Yeah, you can get download the Headspace app. The next one is called Think Dirty. So you can actually scan like barcodes and like different beauty products or skincare products or even cleaning products, and it'll tell you like what the ingredients are and then like what risks are associated with these ingredients.
Stop it. That's kind of scary.
Yeah. So if you are one of those people that are like really into breaking down what's in products. Yes, like that would be a really good app for you.
Wow.
Yeah, it probably would freak me out a little bit.
Oh my gosh. I wouldn't use anything.
Yeah. I would
make everything.
Mm-hmm. You would. Yeah, I thought that was really interesting. The next one is Meal Lime. So it's a meal prep app, and basically it's so cool because it has like personalized diets. So if you're like keto or low carb or you're vegan or whatever, you can put in your food preferences, so how much like meat you want to eat or what you dislike, and it will give you a grocery list, and it'll give you recipes. Uh-huh. like they're usually like under 30 minutes prep time, but it'll like spit out recipes for you based on your food preferences. So I thought this one was super dope, and I actually really need to download this and check it out, because that will save a lot of people a lot of time. The next app is called, I think it's called Pizzizz, P-Z-I-Z-Z. I may be saying it wrong, but this is cool because it's like hypnosis. So it helps with like sleeping. It uses like voiceovers, music. It learns like what you kind of like to dream about and kind of work.
What?
It like personalizes it for you. And it has like, you can even set it where it has like wake up music. You can set it where it's like a nap mode or like full on sleep mode, or even a focus mode if you just want to get work done. Mm-hmm. You need like noise. You like your music.
Yeah.
So they have like a focus mode, so you can like play it and it'll play while you're like trying to get things done.
Huh. Yes. Now that I might have to nail up.
Which I've done. When I was in nursing school and I was like doing my labor and delivery rotation, they had like birthing hypnosis. And so we experienced it. I don't remember much. I remember falling asleep. So I, yes, like.
What?
So I think I'm kind of into hypnosis. Yeah. I just remember falling asleep.
That's real interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been having like really bad insomnia lately. Like I wake up and I have to play like rain sounds to go back to sleep.
Yeah, this might be an app for you. I have two more. So the next one is Plant Nanny. This is like a really basic app, but it basically, if you are one of those people that needs encouragement on like how much water you drink a day, what this basically does is like you set a goal for how much water you want to drink, and it gives you like a plant. And the more that you drink, the more you keep the plant alive. And then, of course, if you don't drink that much during the day, like, your plant will die a little bit. So that's cute if you need, like, something other than an app that sets you a reminder. Because if you're like me, you have alarm fatigue, and I ignore mine all the time.
Yeah, I just turn it off.
Yep. So I think that's a good one. And then the last one is Pacifica. So you can rate and track your mood over time. You can track, like, your thoughts, patterns, if you feel like there's different triggers that you have. And it has different deep breathing and muscle relaxing techniques in it. And a lot of, like, anti-anxiety experiments in it as well. And you can track your health goals. So there are some of the apps. A bonus one, which I like stand by, is Screen Time if you have an iPhone. Because it can you can set, you know, when you can open these apps. So like I used to do my social media before, I wouldn't do any social media before noon. And so it will like lock you out of these apps basically. So you wouldn't be on there until a certain time of the day.
I low-key need that.
Yeah. I love it. Like, it does more than just tell you how long you've been on your phone every week. So you should Yeah.
I didn't know it did all that.
Oh, yeah. It does all types of stuff. Yeah, I used to lock myself out of my social media. Yes. And then, of course, there's different apps. If you're, like, into affirmations and you need, like, a daily reminder, like, mantras and stuff like that, you can get those sent to your phone. And then I always use my notes app for my thoughts. I go there a lot when I'm ready to cuss somebody out and I need to talk myself through it.
Really?
I'll write it in my notes at first before I either send it off or So don't sleep on your notes app in your phone.
Oh my gosh.
It's a great place to process your thoughts. I go there a lot.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm definitely going to try some of those out.
Yeah, I think you should.
Try out that grocery one.
Meal line.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely look into that. There's one that I want to mention, which I've only been on there once, but somebody recommended me it because they know that I'm vegan. But it's called Chronometer. Have you ever heard of that before? So it pretty much like you can put your food in and it'll tell you like what food, like based on a diet, like what like what type of vitamins or minerals that you're like missing. And it like lets you know, okay, well, based on like what you've eaten, like this is how much more you have left that you need to get, and these are some things that you can eat in order to get it. So that one's also helpful, but that's gonna look at all of these.
Yep,
I love like these type of apps.
Me too. I need like a section in my phone, you know, like you can group your apps together. I need like a self-care
yeah, a little like section. That's cool. I do not use that like at all.
I don't either.
I do, because like I said, I get overwhelmed easily.
Yeah.
So I pretty much like, I mean, I've kind of just recently went through and deleted things and like moved things around, but I have like all of mine in like little categories.
No, I'm like,
and it helps a lot.
I think I like mine big that I can see.
How do you
them.
Group them? You just drag one to the other?
Yeah, you just it'll start one.
And it'll kind of give it a title, but you can change the title at the bottom.
Okay. I'll do that. Thanks, Tyra.
You're welcome.
So this is, I don't know if you've seen it before, but this is what it looks like because I have all of them. Like the top,
like grouped together, yeah.
Oh my gosh, there will be so many that I wouldn't use.
Just because I don't like, I don't like having multiple screens, and so it's just like one and then two, and then
I got like multiple screens popping off.
Same.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
I need to get
shimmy on. To Jenny.
Yes. Sorry, I was just so. In all about
she over here downloading these apps.
Yes, get all the apps.
Okay, so I want us to talk about like what does it mean to like give yourself permission. So, you know, as we were growing up, we always had to like get permission from somebody to do something, like whether it was a kid, like whether it was like us wanting to go outside, or like, you know, like when we were in school asking the teacher to like go to the restroom. And so I just know, like for me, I've kind of felt like I haven't given myself permission over the years, and I always felt like I was kind of holding myself back from like doing certain things or like feeling happy or like being in this certain state, because I always felt like, not necessarily that I had to get permission from someone, but that I wanted to like I needed to have someone's acceptance or approval. And so I feel like a lot of people are used to asking for permission, and sometimes it like unconsciously happens and you may not even really realize it. And so I, you know, kind of mentioned that sometimes like you may not technically ask someone for permission, but it kind of shows up as you asking or wanting someone or, you know, someone or somebody to like accept you. And so if you're, so when you feel like you're kind of like stuck and feel like you have to like reach out to people and ask for permission, you're pretty much like limiting yourself on the things that, you're capable, on the things that you're like capable of doing. And you're pretty much limiting yourself on the things that
you're wanting to do. And so, have you all ever felt like, regardless of what it was, whether it was a couple years ago or even now, but do you sometimes feel like you have to seek approval from someone, or you don't necessarily do certain things because you feel like you have to ask for permission to do those things?
I'm gonna say no. For the most part, no. I usually just do what I want, and then if people have a problem with it afterwards, then
you deal with it.
Yeah, then I deal with it then. But I usually, I think for the most part, do what I want, even at work. I mean, I follow the rules, mm-hmm. but I may bend them a lot. Yeah, I think I'm pretty mm-hmm. just do my own thing. Ask for forgiveness, not ask for permission type yeah. thing. Yeah.
I think for me, no, I don't ask people for permission to do things. But when it comes to wanting to start something or create these goals and actually accomplish them, sometimes I limit myself and I question whether or not people will buy into it. Mm-hmm. And so even though I'm not going out and asking people can you give me permission to do this? But if you think about it, it's kind of you're limiting yourself based on if people are going to approve of what you're wanting to do.
Yeah.
And so I feel like a lot of times when it comes to asking for permission, that's kind of how it shows up. You not doing something because you think other people may not approve of it or may not buy into what it is that you're trying to do.
I think that, most people want reassurance mm-hmm. that what they're doing or a decision that they're gonna make is mm-hmm. the right decision. So I think people seek that because of course you want people that you care about to care about what you're doing,
right?
And to support what you're doing. So I think sometimes wanting reassurance may look like you're kind of asking for permission. Mm-hmm. They kind of look like blurred lines. But my friends and my family usually know, they know how I am. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm able to be in a space that is open and non-judgmental to what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, my friends are going to support mm-hmm. so, or they'll tell me how they feel. I'm probably going to do my own thing anyways. But yeah,
that's accurate. I don't know. I think that sometimes I may not give my own self permission to do what it is that, I may be thinking about doing or wanting to do. I know there's been plenty of times where I've asked Nick for permission mm-hmm. to do different things or pursue different things, whether I need it to or not. That's anyone's opinion. But I mean, I think that there are definitely times where I put limits on myself based on what I felt like my priorities should be. Mm-hmm. Not be.
Mm-hmm. I think it just depends on how your life is set up.
Yeah.
It totally makes sense for you to ask for permission from Nick in a space where you are being considerate.
Yeah.
You know what I yeah. mean? Being yeah. considerate of your family.
Right.
Not
right.
He tells you what to do. Yeah, no, yeah. No. You're just being considerate because that's your spouse. So I think if you are, disconnected like me, it's easier for you to feel free enough to do your own thing. But yeah. if you have kids or mm-hmm. family mm-hmm. that depend on you or a spouse or whatever, mm-hmm. I think it's harder for you to just take that leap and not take into consideration other people.
Yeah, one thing that I see with a lot of people is that they don't do the things that they enjoy, that they want to do, because they feel like the pressure of society will not allow it. And that's one thing that I try to always tell people, or the people I know, my clients that I work with, is just you can't limit yourself based on what you think that someone is going to perceive you as, or you think is okay based on what someone else is doing. You kind of just have to set your own bar and determine how high you want to set it for. So, yeah
I think excuse me, at the end of the day, like, you have to be good with whatever it is, mm-hmm. like, regardless of, you know, other people and sometimes even your situation, you have to be good with whatever decisions you make. And
yeah, definitely good. So some tips that I want to leave you all with on what you can do or how you can give yourself more permission is to start with like simple day-to-day things that you want. Leave you all with a few tips. So number one is what I would say is start with day-to-day things that you want to do or you want to desire, and just say yes to those things. And so stop telling yourself no to the simple things, and maybe just start there and kind of see how other things kind of fall into place for you. The second one is to give yourself permission to not feel. Give yourself permission to not be okay. It's okay for you to not always feel like you have it together, or that things are going well. Like, it's okay to accept those feelings and like feel all those feels. Number three is give yourself permission to set high goals. So going back to like setting that bar, like, you are the only person that can set that bar for yourself and determine the goals that you want to set, and make sure that you pretty much are like reaching for the stars and not letting anyone like limit you to what you are capable of doing. And then also give yourself permission to end dead relationships. And so I feel like specifically when it comes to that, a lot of people, and I myself have even been put into situations or allow myself to be in situations that I felt like I had to keep situation or the relationship going, mm-hmm. because I didn't want to upset the other person, or I didn't want them to feel a certain way while all along I'm pretty much like suffering. So, you know, if the situation doesn't serve you any purpose, it's okay for you to end that and kind of move on from it.
Yeah.
And so what I want to know is, for this week, can you all give like at least one thing that you're going to give yourself permission to do?
Oh boy. Oh, that's a good question, Jenny. I mean, I'm thinking of a lot of things. I probably give myself permission to really unapologetically have some time for me in whatever way that looks like, and not feel bad about, you know, sacrificing the time away from like Tristan and stuff like that, and just really have my own time.
That's good. I feel like I already gave myself permission to do something this week. So I'm gonna roll with that one.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I reached out to somebody and I was really
bold.
I was very bold about it. And I'm like, this could either go well or it could not go well. And if it doesn't go well, then I'm okay. Like, I'll be okay. So I feel like give myself a pep talk. But I'm like, in order for me to be connected with this person in the way that I want to, or to be like more connected, I guess, I need to reach out first. Mm-hmm. So I did that. And so far it was successful. So we'll see.
Yeah.
You know. Hang on to your seatbelt.
Keep on being bold, then, girl.
Yes. Keep shooting y'all shots. If you need help, let me know. Because you
gotta
be real strategic about it.
We'll just come out with the ebook. It's going to call it, because Shoot Your Shot.
Yes, because I have all the tips.
Definitely.
All the tips. It worked well.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. One of my guy friends said, oh, you're living in the year 2035. You're way ahead of your time. Like,
that's hilarious.
So, yeah, that was like my little thing I did this week, and I didn't care. Like,
what are you going to give yourself permission to do?
I am going to give myself permission to not be perfect, to do things as you know, the best way I know how and be content with that.
Yeah.
Good for you. That's the Virgo in you.
Damn. Yeah.
Y'all are perfectionists.
Cool chat.
Yeah. So that is what I'm going to give myself permission to do this week.
Nice. Thanks for those tips, Jenny. Definitely share with us what.
No, I was going to say I like it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely share with us what you're giving yourself permission to do this week, because I think that's a good challenge that we should, you know, try to do like every week.
Mm-hmm.
So now with with my cough, with the beloved segment, I wanted to talk about something that, you know, sometimes I think it's categorized as other things with dating. You know, like when you start a relationship or start off dating someone, of course things start off fun, but eventually, you know, after the newness wears off, you're left with something, and really your relationship is either gonna fail or soar according to compatibility. Yeah. And a lot of people may refer to their own, what they feel like is compatible with them, as their list, like their it list with who they want to date. So first I just wanted to chat quickly about what's on your it list for people that you look for.
Let me whip it out real quick. Definitely somebody who is like fun and funny. Mm-hmm. I think that is like on the top like things of my list. Someone who is smart, and not like went to college smart necessarily. Mm-hmm. But
just like intelligent.
Yeah, open to having different types of conversation, you know, like non-judgmental things, open. Yeah. To like learning different things. Yeah, somebody who's spontaneous. I don't know. I think they have to look a certain way,
because
I don't really have like a type.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, yeah, I have to be open, because I think I'm like a lot of things. I'm in a very acquired taste. I have realized this. So they just have to be open, because either I'm really going to work well with somebody or I'm really not.
Yeah.
Like, so it's very easy for me to tell if me and somebody like will not work out. But I think those are like, you know, the top things outside of like just different characteristics, like, you know, being respectful and thoughtful and faithful and loyal, don't lie and shit like that. But yeah. Oh, and loves music. Have to love all types of music.
Cool.
So I think that I am limited in what I can explain, because I feel like from like last year and this year I feel like things have changed. Okay. And I don't think I've asked myself this recently. So
I didn't ask myself this either until after my last relationship, because I'm like, I think that what I like,
do I know?
Like, yeah. What I like and who I've been dating is not the same person. So I think I need to write down specifically like certain things that I like, no matter how long the list is.
Yeah.
But I need to be honest with myself about what it is that I like, that way that it can match with the person that I'm not necessarily just attracting, but I'm entertaining as well. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it took me a while to ask myself that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so kind of where I'm at, I'm in the process of thinking about writing things now. I just have not gotten yet. So, it's just like, okay, to answer your question, I think that, you know, I would want someone who is someone who's very mature. Someone who is funny, sarcastic, because I feel like for the most part I'm pretty sarcastic, but in a funny way. Someone who knows how to like loosen up and isn't like always, you know, uptight all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of know when to be serious and when they can kind of loosen up and like be open. Someone who is smart, but like Tyra said, not necessarily just like college, like, it, well, I mean, mm-hmm. I would like for him to be college educated, but it's not like an end all be all, if, you know, if not, but someone who's just like intelligent, and someone who isn't like superficial and doesn't, you know, only post on social media and mm-hmm. like,
yeah, I understand. That's cool, Liz. That mm-hmm. sounds like you got your list.
And I think for the most part, I mean, someone who practices what they preach and not living the life that they say that they are. Living a life that they say that they're living and not living a life that they say that they are. Mm-hmm. Not being hypocritical. Mm-hmm. I don't like hypocritical people.
Oh, okay.
Also, can I just say, to be very honest, uh-huh. that, like, I have, like, my list of characteristics, and then I have realized that I also have, like, a sexual compatibility list.
Yeah.
People don't always do what I like either.
Yeah.
So, I realized that if I'm gonna do it, I better like it. So... in order for me to know this, you know, I need to know what it is that I like.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, in different areas, it's good to have, you know, all those characteristics, even if it's on the same list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You bring up a good point.
And also, lastly, I would like to add someone who, someone who's able to, not necessarily fight temptation. But someone
oh
who,
boy. Oh boy! So a strong-willed,
yes,
man,
yes,
that's good.
Yeah, that's and someone good. Who doesn't just buckle at the, you know,
at the side of Tatiana.
Yeah, like someone who doesn't have to.
Okay, Jenny.
That's all I got.
All right. No hypocrites. No Tatianas. Strong willed.
Mature.
Yeah.
Sarcastic man.
Sarcastic man.
Someone who's just grown, not on games. You know what he wants.
I feel like I'm hitting a nerve or something. Y'all want to know what my list used to
yeah.
be?
Yeah.
Or what my list would be today?
Yeah, mine is way longer. We don't got time for that. So.
Yeah, I will tell you what my list would be today. My yeah. list today would be someone who is very driven, like just has their own goals and aspirations and kind of just goes after them. Someone who... is a semi-good communicator. I know that
Ooh, yeah.
can be
yes.
very difficult to yes. find with guys, but you know, someone I could just have a good conversation with, and it's not hard to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. Fun, loves to try new things, go places, is into eating healthy. Yeah.
That's a good list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those will be like the basics. Mm-hmm. Like you said, the short list.
Yeah. I remember I was on Tinder and this, I knew this guy worked out a lot. And the first thing he asked me was if I worked out. And I said no. And then I never heard from him again. So.
Oh.
Clearly being healthy was not. That is really on people's list.
Yeah.
I also would like to ask somebody who is generous, because I am just over selfish people. Mm-hmm. So I need yeah. somebody who has some bit of like generosity and yeah. selflessness to them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great quality to have.
Yeah.
Because it can't always be about you.
No.
All the time.
No.
Like, yeah, I basically just want to be with a male version of myself.
Yeah. Oh
my okay, gosh. Y'all. I'm just playing.
She was serious.
She was so. That is such a Virgo thing to say.
Oh my.
I'm only saying that because you know my best hand, my right hand man is. A Virgo, so I know this. And oh, wait till I tell her that you said this. She's gonna say, yeah, that's me.
That's hilarious. So if you could pick one thing that was not, that's on your do not, no, no, hell no, we won't go list, what would be on that of someone you just could not see yourself being compatible with?
Someone who doesn't have any ambition, no goals for themselves.
Someone emotionally unstable. I
don't know how to communicate.
Cannot do it anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, think that's it. Think that's a.
That's a done.
No, that's a absolutely not.
Yeah. I think someone who's emotionally unattached.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've learned that.
Yes.
I'm a Fifi's person, and if you can't give me Fifi's, then so no.
Yeah, especially somebody if I can, like, they are expressive in their insecurities, like I cannot deal, like, that does not work well with me. If you're like super jealous or that, oh my gosh,
like I can be jealous, but I'm like a fun jealous,
and I think.
I'd make jokes out of it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it necessarily, but I think, like, if you are, if your actions behind what you're doing are real unhealthy and scary,
No,
I think that is,
because I'm like it even with, like, my friends, like, who would you go out with?
I mean, I want you to, like, want me, you know what I mean? Like, give me that, but don't make me scare, feel like me.
I'm in danger.
I'm not scared. Cool.
What's on your, you said emotionally unattached.
I can't deal with that shit.
Me either.
Or emotionally unavailable, or emotionally unidentifiable, or emotionally indecisive.
Yeah, I would probably say that would be the root of mine as well, because I feel like when it comes to communication, like, I feel like for the most part, if someone is emotionally attached, they're going to try to communicate with you. But if they're not, they're not going to. So I feel like that kind of opens the door to other things that I would need and want.
Well, here are just a few keys to compatibility that you may or may not even think about. I know some of these I didn't think about, but, like, timeliness and punctuality. Some people are, like, really sticklers on, you late. Why are you late? I'm on time. I was 15 minutes early, like Jen. And I'm going to be 15 minutes late. So between both of us, we get 30 minute time gap. Me and Jen would probably not be compatible. She would be mad at me every time we got somewhere to go because I'm be, you know, 15 minutes late. So that's something to think about. Cleanliness. You know? No one's perfect. Some people try to be perfect, you know, in this area of cleaning and order and structure and organization. But ideally, no one's perfect. And so if you are someone who is just all about that and you think you can try to be with someone who's, like, on the opposite end of the spectrum, that may or may not work out. You could either try to change them or... you know, you're going to have to live with their, you know, their disorder that you're not used to. So that's something that, those are key compatibility points. Money and spending.
Oh, Jesus. That scares me. Like people's spending habits and money. Yeah,
and what they do with it and how much they have. I mean, not even to say you have to be, if you make money, you got to be with someone else who makes money. But just know that it's always going to be a thing because it's going to be this thing about you make more than I do, you know, as far as just having money. But with spending money, if you don't know, like, how this person spends, do they save? Are they prepared for emergencies? Do they, you know, spend money on the right things, quote unquote, like. Things to know and figure out.
I feel like definitely when it comes to money, for the most part, I feel like people spend money on what's important to them. So if you see how someone spends their money, you can pretty much determine, not all the time, like, well, that's the only thing important to them, but I mean, money is a big thing. You can tell a lot by money. But yeah, I think that, and the reason why I say, like, I would need someone to pretty much be a male version of myself is because I can get real mommy-like. Like, when people
Like, if someone's, you know, not necessarily on time, or if they messy, like, I can go into, like, a mama. And I don't want to be that to someone who's supposed to be, you know, at the same level as me. Like, I don't want to feel like I'm someone's mom. Mm-hmm. But it happens.
Yeah.
So I need someone who's going to be able up there to with take me care of or a little bit yeah. more, so I won't have to feel like I'm, like, momming you, you know, like I'm telling you, okay, well, you got to do this, you need to do this, don't forget that, make sure you leave at this time so you can get here, you know. And so I think that until I'm able to find that, I'll probably just be by myself, because I don't want to feel like I'm someone's mom.
You want somebody that you don't have to tell them what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everybody does, but like, in a sense, you know what I mean, like, I need you to just kind of know on your own.
Yeah,
like different things that I like. I won't have to tell you
every time.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, people's relationship with money really scares me. Like, because people be doing some weird shit with their money. Like, don't know where it goes.
Yeah, don't have budget.
No type of budget. People just be,
don't keep track of bills. Don't know what's coming.
Just out here spending it. Just, I'd be hearing some crazy stuff about, like, just married people and their opposite spending habits. And I need to know. I am going to always look at
people
the money.
Be hiding money.
Yeah, for
and
real.
Not just hiding, like, you know, $100, but, like, hiding money.
Hiding accounts.
Wow.
Yeah, I just need to know your relationship with the money in general. Are you a spender? Because there's people who spend, but also the people I don't like is super frugal people, like, that just won't spend their money on nothing.
Yeah,
loosen up. You just work hard for nothing.
Right, because you can't take it with you, as they say. So that's one. And then sex and intimacy, like Tyra brought up, you got things you like, you got things you don't like. You might not want to get trapped in something that you don't like. So
people be selfish out here. Just don't know where certain body parts are.
I don't know where they are.
Just act. Just don't even engage with the body parts. Like, I don't want to get too detailed.
I understand.
It's there. Things are there.
Jenny's
things
face.
Are there. I'm not necessarily saying from experience. I'm just saying I know how men are.
Yeah.
They can be very selfish. Like, or it's all about them.
Yeah.
Or,
I got mine. What happened with you?
See, that's why I just can't.
So, yeah.
That's why I have my list. I don't bother. I do research beforehand. We need to have conversation of some sort. I can't go into this blindly because I just rather not.
Yeah.
Like, need to know if this is going to be worth my time.
Right.
Or not. Just rather love on myself.
Yeah. And get it done.
Yep.
Life priorities. Like Jen said, you spend money on what you want to. I mean, that's a part of it. But, you know, just knowing where their priorities are. People used to say, I mean, people still do say, you know a lot about a man by how he treats his mom. Or how he talks to his mom. You ever heard that?
Yeah.
And so just, you know, picking up on different things that just show you where their priorities lie. Is working hard important to them? Mm-hmm. Just different aspects that you may be able to relate to or unrelate to very quickly.
Like, do y'all want the same thing
in life? Like, would they be able to support the things that you want to do? Mm-hmm. The dreams that, you know, that you plan on going after, and vice versa.
There was somebody that I thought me and him meshed really well together, but I knew he never wanted to get married. Mm-hmm. And not saying that we couldn't date for that period of time, because we did, but I knew that it wasn't going to be like a long term thing. Because at the end of the day, we did not want the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
And then last one is religion and spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've seen some relationships where it works and some where it just really doesn't. And it's not even just to me, it's not even just about, you're the same religion, you practice the same thing, you believe the same thing, but also to what degree.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in what degree do you practice versus not? And that can even make, like, a big difference.
Yeah.
If you're someone who, no, I go to church 3 times a week. And this person goes on the holidays.
Yeah.
you might have an issue there. Yeah. So those are kind of like the key parts, key fundamentals of where compatibility lies. So, you know, think about your list. Think about these key areas, and you might end up adding some things, taking some things off, and just, you know, bounce your person off that list and see how they hold up. So that's all I got today.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Good episode. Definitely. As always, make sure you tweet us. Let us know what's on your list. What's on your dating list? Let us know. What's your part? If you've tried any of these self-care apps, or if you are giving yourself permission to do something new this week, because we want to hear from you. So hit us up on Twitter at @shenanigans_pod. And Jenny is going to close us out with the she-spiration for the month.
Yeah, so there's this this app that I use called Internal Sunshine, and they send me like daily affirmations and different things. And one of the affirmations, which I'm gonna use for she-spiration, I really liked it because I felt like it was very stimulating to some of the things that I've dealt with, and kind of came full circle for me, and it just made things seem easier to put into perspective. But it goes, everything is meant to be, but not all things are meant to last. Give gratitude to the experience and move on with understanding.
Snaps. Oh, I like that notebook.
I know. Oh, I'm thank still you. All your notebooks. Well, thanks, Jenny. And thank you all, per usual, for listening. We'll see you guys back here next month. Bye.